我妻子92年从美国去云南省，我在那边在卫生厅云南省卫生厅在那边工作，我们做乡村医生培训，在云南省的很多地方。
So in 1992, sorry, my wife and myself, I went to China.
Thinking you didn't need to translate that. he heard this in the last service.
Okay, 那他已经刚刚听过了，所以不用听。
我的汉语不太好，所以以后我要问他帮助我翻译。
But the Chinese is not good, so then I have to ask the translator to help me to translate.
So, 92年我在云南省开始做乡村医生培训，但是以后我们看很多需要，很多贫困的人在山上，很多孤儿，很多农民，他们。没有吃的东西，没有钱，不能去看病，没有学校，所以我们决定应该在那边帮助他们。所以，从92年到95年，我工作在卫生厅，帮助他们培训乡村医生。但是以后我们开始我们自己的组织，开始帮助孤儿。帮助贫困的地方的农民，帮助病人。我们在昆明，比如说有一个医疗诊所，他们可以免费来看病。所以我们一年比一年比一年，我们的施工长大。今天中国的教会很快改变，所以现在这个施工都是他们的。我们帮助他们，但是他们的施工，我们教他们怎么做那种的施工，我们给他们门徒训练，但是现在我们的大部分的责任是帮助他们做Christ-like leadership，
就是让他们成为一个像基督一样的领导。
所以现在这个是我们的大部分的工作。I want to talk about the idea that was just expressed in those two verses that we read from Corinthians.
所以呢，我想要跟大家谈一谈刚刚我们读经的那两段里面在讲的内容的重点在哪里。
The two verses really.Repeat the same idea.
所以呢，这两段经文呢，其实讲的是同一个意思。
And the central concept in this whole passage is that God has come to manifest Himself from the Christian believer out into the world.
这主要在讲呢，就是神他来到我们当中，主要的呢是透过信主的基督徒来彰显他自己。
Yeah, back in verse 7, he says, "We have."This treasure in earthen vessels.
所以在第七节呢，他说，在我们里面呢是有这个宝贝。
That treasure is Jesus Christ Himself.
那这个宝贝是什么呢？就是耶稣基督他自己。
We have the glory of God within us.
所以我们有神的荣耀在我们当中。
Such an amazing treasure.
所以是一个很奇妙的一个宝贝。
And We are to use that treasure to manifest this life of Christ out into the world.
所以我们必须要透过这个宝贝呢，我们就把这个耶稣向这个世界彰显出来。
When I first went to China, I thought my responsibility was to do evangelism.
所以当我第一次刚刚去中国的时候呢，我以为我去那边是要做布道的。
That sounded a little bit difficult.
啊，听起来是有点困难。
But I thought, well, you know, God is powerful and mighty, and He can help me to do evangelism.
所以呢，但是我知道神是全能的，所以他应该可以帮助我在我传布道上面帮助我。
But as I spent more time attempting to do the work of God, I realized that He actually wanted something more different.
所以呢，当我企图想要试图尝试想要在这方面来做神的事工的时候呢，我发现慢慢发现神他想要我做的呢是有点不太一样。
He wanted something much more important.
他要我做呢, 其实是更重要的事情。
He wanted something that would have a much greater impact.
他要我做的呢, 是对, 世人呢, 更有影响力的。
He wanted to do what these two verses are saying.
他想要我做的呢, 就是这两段经文在讲的。
He wanted to manifest the glory of Christ into the world through me.
他要透过我, 把耶稣的荣耀呢向世人彰显出来。
I didn't think that I could figure out how to do that.
我那个时候觉得说我不知道要如何才能做到这个事情呢。
How was God going to manifest his life into the world through me?
神如何透过我把他的荣耀跟他的生命向世人彰显出来呢？
I knew I was weak and sinful.
我知道我很软弱，而且我是犯罪的人。
I didn't even know how to do so many things. I often didn't even understand the culture that I was in.
我很多事情都不知道怎么做，甚至于我自己身处的那个地方的文化，我都不明白。
But he shows us all throughout Scripture how he plans to do that.
但是呢，在各样的经文当中呢，神他已经告诉我们如何做。
He says, communicating myself, manifesting myself, is my job.
神说呢，跟世人沟通，还要把我自己彰显出来呢，是神自己要做的事情。
He says, your job, he says to us, your job is to learn how to worship me.
那神跟世人讲说，你们该做的事呢，就是知道怎么样敬拜我。
When you present your life to me to use as I desire, I am able to reveal myself into the world through you.
所以当你愿意把你自己奉献给我的时候，让我按照我的方式喜悦来用的话呢，我就可以透过你们来向世人彰显出来。
So I want to tell you a story that describes some Chinese Christians who I work with accomplishing this task of manifesting Jesus Christ into China through their relationship with God.
那我想要跟大家分享一个故事，就是如何在中国的中国基督徒能够让神透过他们来把神自己的荣耀彰显出来。
When I was first beginning our work, I spent a lot of time in a rehab, a rehabilitation area, a Kung Fu Yuan.
当我开始我的事工的时候呢，我花了很多时间在当地的一个康复院复健的治疗中心。
And I was there one day working, and I got a phone call in the morning.
所以当我在一天我上班的时候呢，我接到一个电话。
And on the other end was a young woman who was crying. She was very distressed.
所以电话另外一端呢是一个年轻的女性，然后她一边哭非常伤心。
And she said, I need your help right now.
她说我现在需要你的帮助。
She sounded as if someone was tormenting her.
所以她这样听口气听起来好像有个人在怎么折磨她一样。
Then I said, yeah, I can come and talk with you right now.
我说好啊，我可以立刻来跟你谈一谈。
So she told me to meet her at a little tea shop, and I rode my motorcycle over there.
所以她说呢，在附近的一个什么茶馆见面，我就立刻骑着我的摩托车就去了。
You are laughing. You imagining me riding a motorcycle.
对，你们在笑，你们在想象说我怎么办法骑那个摩托车。
I'm actually a very good driver in China.
我其实在中国呢，我开车技术很好的。I
was the first white man in Yunnan province to have a driver's license after the liberation.
所以呢，在文革之后，解放之后，我是在云南省的第一个白人拿到驾照的。And
I have driven hundreds of thousands of kilometers without a wreck.
我呢已经开车开了成千上万的公里了，那完全都没有发生过事情。The
police say that the statistics show that the Chinese drivers wreck on an average every 22,000 kilometers.
所以呢，这个公安说呢，中国人来讲，平均呢，大概每22,000个公里呢，就会拿到罚单。
So I actually kind of enjoy it, but I have to change my driving habits when I come to America.
所以在中国开车呢，我是很享受的，但是回到美国之后呢，我开车习惯就要大大的改变。
So I went over to visit this young woman.
所以呢, 我就骑摩托车去, 跟这个女子见面。
She was sitting at a table outside of a tea shop, and I could tell just by looking at her that she was this one who was very distressed.
那她呢就坐在这个茶馆的外面。 那我一去的时候看到她， 我立刻就知道说她就是那个非常伤心的一个女子。
She was looking at me. I knew it was her, and I went and sat down at her table.
她看着我，我立刻就知道是她，所以我去了，就坐在她的坐在座位上。
And I said, what's wrong? How can I help you?
我说你怎么啦? 你需要什么帮助呢?
And she burst into tears again. She began weeping terribly.
她就立刻就大哭起来了。
And I waited until she calmed down a little bit.
所以我等了一下，等到她比较平静之后。
And I said, can you tell me what you need?
我就问她说，你可以让我知道怎么帮助你吗?
And then she said something that I've never heard any other non-Christian say.
她说了一句呢，我从来没有在非基督徒的口里所说过的话。
She said, I want you to teach me to be good so that I can become acceptable to God.
她说，我想要你教我怎么样成为一个好人，所以神愿意接受我。
I was very surprised by that statement.
所以我听到他这样讲呢，我吓了一跳。
I said, have you been reading the Bible?
我说你最近有在看圣经吗?
She said, I've never read the Bible.
我从来没有读过圣经。
I said, have you been talking to some Christian friends or going to church?
我问他说，你是不是有跟一些基督徒的朋友谈过话，或者是去过教会呢?
She said, no, I don't know any Christians.
他说没有，我都不认识基督徒。
I said, how do you know that you need to be acceptable to God?
我就问他说，那你怎么知道你必须要够好，所以神愿意接受你呢？
And she said, I have been watching your workers in our hospital.
他说我一直以来都在观察你的同工们在医院所做的事。
She says, I'm a doctor over here at the DE 附属医院。
他说呢，我是在这个第一附属医院里面的一个医生。
And your workers come into our hospital to take care of the patients that you send there for surgery.
你的同工呢，带了很多病人需要开刀的来到我们医院当中陪伴他们。
And I've been watching them now for several months.
所以已经几个月了，我一直在观察他们。
And anymore, I don't want to look at them.
但是呢，我现在不想要再看到他们。
She said, I cannot sleep at night when I think about them.
尤其是我在晚上的时候，如果想起他们呢，晚上都不能睡觉。
Because when I see them, I know that I'm a bad person.
因为当我看到他们的时候呢，我就知道明白我是一个坏人。
Because I know that they love people who they hardly even know.
因为我知道呢，他们甚至于对他们都不太认识的人还这么爱他们。
And I don't love anyone.
但是我却不爱任何一个人。
She said, I watch them and I see that they care about people just because they have needs.
那我观察这些同工呢，我发现说他爱这些病人，因为他们明白这些病人有需要。
So now every time I see them, I know that I'm a bad person.
所以每次我看到你这些同工呢，我心里就觉得说我是一个坏人。
And I have assumed that they are Christians because I know they bring patients from your organization.
那我想他们应该是基督徒，因为呢，他们是从你的机构里面带病人过来的。
And so I've decided that I need to become good like them.
那所以我想呢，我也想要像他们一样，也要成为好人。
And I thought this was a wonderful example of the way God reveals himself to people just through the life and the light that is being manifested from a Christian life.
所以呢，我当时我就明白了，神透过这些基督徒把自己的荣耀彰显出来呢，就是一个彰显神人如何彰显神的一个最好的机会。
These workers were doing exactly what we had told them was their most important part of their job description.
所以呢，这些同工他们在做的呢，就是当初我们告诉他们说，你的工作最首要要做的就是。
We told them that their foundational purpose was to make sure that every person that they are caring for who is coming from our work knows that they are loved.
所以呢，我告诉这些同工说，你们最基本要做的呢，就是在你们照顾这些病人的时候，让他们明白他们是被爱的。
We teach them that they can have a relationship with God that brings the love of Christ for these other people. into them.
所以呢, 我们让这些病人明白说, 他们也可以跟神有 个人的关系, 就是当他们从, 这些同工身上得到爱的时候, 他们就得到神的爱。
So these young Christian Chinese workers were doing exactly what these two verses in Corinthians are describing.
所以呢, 这些, 年轻的基督徒同工们, 他们在做事情呢, 就是在哥林多前书里面描述他们在做的事情。
They were manifesting the life of Christ right there in the hospital.
他们在医院当中呢, 他们就彰显了神的荣耀。
They hardly knew him, really. Most of them at that point had only been a Christian for a few years.
很多的同工呢, 他们, 认识耶稣的时间不是很长, 通常就几年。
But they had learned what is this foundational purpose for every Christian.
但是他们学习, 他们明白了呢, 是这个对基督徒来讲, 是最基础基要的事情。
To manifest Jesus Christ into the world around them.
就是呢, 透过他们在世界的各角落呢, 彰显神的荣耀给身边的人看。
And I spent some time talking to this young doctor who had been so tearful.
那所以呢, 我就花了一些时间跟这个, 一直非常伤心痛哭的这个, 女医师说话。
And I explained to her that she actually had misunderstood something and something else she had understood very well.
所以呢我解释给他, 有些事情他可能, 理解的不是很清楚, 但是有些其他事情他明白了很多。
What she really understood was that she needed to be acceptable to God.
他明白正确的呢, 是他必须是要被神所愿意接受的。
She already knew that so strongly. She had come to me because she knew she had to be acceptable to God.
那他呢是有一个强烈的渴望, 因为他来跟我见面的时候呢, 他就已经知道说他想要成为神所愿意接受。
She didn't even know who God was, but she knew she needed to be acceptable to him.
他呢甚至于连神是什么他都不是很清楚, 但是他知道说他必须是要神所愿意接受的样子。
But I explained to her right there that the way that she could become acceptable to him was by faith, and that she already had some of that faith.
但是我解释给他听呢, 说你要成为神所愿意接受的呢, 是必须透过你的信心, 而且呢你已经有这些信心了。
I said, you already believe in God. You came here because you believe so much in him that you know you need to be acceptable to him.
所以我跟他说, 你知道, 你已经对神有信心, 你已经认识神了, 因为你在, 来跟我讲话的时候, 你心里就知道说, 我想要成为神所要接受的样式。
I said that's faith.
我说这就是你的信心。
You have faith.
你有信心。
You're responding to that faith.
你对这个信心有反回应。
And that pleases God.
这个是神所喜悦的。
But the part that you don't understand is that you need to use that faith to accept the gift of Jesus Christ's blood for your acceptability.
但是你不明白的那一点呢, 是说你必须要透过这个信心才能够接受神所愿意接受你的这个救恩, 所以让你自己呢, 成为一个可被接受的人。
I read her the story of the woman at the well from John, 约翰福音第四章第二十三、二十四节。 I read her that story.
所以呢我跟他讲约翰福音第四章第二十三节里面讲了这个在井边的妇人的故事。
I say you see here what Jesus is telling the woman she needs.
所以你看到在这个故事里面呢, 耶稣告诉这个妇人她需要的是什么。
She doesn't need to become good.
她不需要成为一个好人。
She needs to worship God in spirit and in truth.
她必须用心灵跟诚实来敬拜神。
She needs to present herself to God, which is true worship.
她必须要把自己完全的献给神, 这才是真正的敬拜。
She needs to offer to God all of her sins and all of her hopes and dreams and her life.
她必须把自己所有的罪恶, 自己的梦想, 跟整个一生都奉献给神。
To worship him with everything she had.
所以把自己所有的一切都献出来, 来敬拜神。
And that if she would confess her sins and take the faith that God had given her and receive Jesus Christ, that she could be acceptable that day.
她如果愿意, 认自己的罪, 愿意把自己呈现给神, 也接受神成为她生命的救主的话, 她这个时刻就可以是成为神所愿意接受的人。
She wanted that so badly.
她真的是很渴望。
She wanted the peace that God would give her.
她很渴望神要赐给她的那样的平安。
She couldn't imagine that this was a free gift to her because of God's love.
她觉得很奇妙，她没有办法相信说，因为神爱她的缘故，竟然把这个礼物白白就给她了。
So we spent quite a bit of time together while she confessed her sins and expressed her faith in Christ.
所以我们就花了一些时间让她认罪，让她悔改。在主耶稣里面做这些事情。
And she became our sister that day.
所以那一天呢，她就成为我们族内的姐妹。
And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the rest of her story later.
那我晚一点呢，会把她剩下的这个故事把它讲完。
You know, what these young women that she was watching were doing was really just the foundational purpose of every Christian's life.
所以这个女医师她在医院里面见到一些同工在做的事情呢，就是每一个基督徒在每天所最基本就要做的事情。
They were manifesting Jesus Christ in a way that the world could see him.
他们就是呢，在世人可以看见的时候呢，彰显了耶稣。
Now that's the purpose of God for every believer.
所以这个呢，是神对每一个每一个基督徒所要求要做的。
When we first come to God and present ourselves to Him in true worship,
当我们最初来到神的面前，把我们自己献给神，在真实的敬拜当中跟神在一块的时候，
something goes on in the spiritual world that we cannot feel and we cannot see.
在灵界当中呢，是发生一些事情的，是我们看不见，我们也感受不到的。
We have a spirit.Inside of us, and he takes it away. He removes it.
我在我们里面有一个灵，神把它拿开了。
And he buries it with Christ.
但他把耶稣放到这个里面。
In Romans chapter 6, it describes this burial, this death that we participate in along with Christ who died for us.
在罗马书六章就描述了说如何我们在耶稣里面跟耶稣同被埋。
The whole spiritual world can see all of this going on.
所以在灵界里面呢是可以看到这些事情正在发生。
God and his angels and Satan and his demons, they can all see this all very clearly.
神和众天使甚至于这个撒旦跟他的跟从者都看到这个事情在发生。
We can't feel it and we can't see it.
我们摸不到也看不到。
But it's very real.
但是是很真实的。
It's something that goes on quite clearly in the spiritual world.
所以在灵界里面呢，这个是真实正在发生。
And our spirit is taken from us and crucified with Christ.
我们的灵从我们当中被拿出来，跟主耶稣一起在十字架上钉死了。
God has promised in the Old Testament that He will give us a new spirit.
神在旧约里面告诉我们，他要给我们一个新的灵。
And He does that.
他已经做了。
But this new spirit has something special about it.
但这个新的灵呢，是很特别的。
It is put within us in union with God's spirit.
他呢，在把这个灵跟神的灵一起放在我们当中。
Our new spirit is placed inside with God's Holy Spirit in communion with it.
我们的新的这个灵呢，是神他的圣灵与他在一起，然后放在我们的心中。
This is what a Christian looks like to the spiritual world.
所以呢，在灵界当中看基督徒呢，看起来就是这个样子。
And in every person in whom this spirit dwells, there is this connection with God's Spirit.
所以在每一个人心中，如果你是圣灵在你的心中居住的话，就会看到你的灵跟圣灵呢是相接的。
And that connection with God's Spirit also extends then down to every other believer in the world.
所以这样子的关系呢，也是在世界上所有其他的基督徒当中都有这样子的关系。
And it forms the body of Christ.
那这样子的关系所建造出来的呢，就是基督的身体。
All who are connected to Jesus through this spiritual relationship in His Spirit.
每一个人透过圣灵呢，互相有交通的时候呢，就跟神有交通。
They're all looking down from heaven right now, and they see this one body of all of us in whom the Holy Spirit dwells, connected with every other person in whom the Holy Spirit dwells. and connected to the Spirit of Christ.
所以从灵界的角度来看呢，就看到说在基督徒当中都有圣灵的交通跟沟通，那在这些沟通也连接到其他的基督徒身上，因为他们的里面也有圣灵与他们交通。
His spirit is called the spirit of power.
所以这个灵呢，就是一个有大能的灵。
The spirit of love.
是一个爱的圣灵。
The spirit of grace.
是一个恩典的灵。
The spirit of wisdom.
是一个智慧的灵。
The spirit of glory.
是荣耀的灵。
The spirit of fellowship.
是一个交通的灵。
The spirit of peace.
是平安的灵。
So many things. This is the spirit of everything that was inside of Jesus Christ himself.
这个灵呢，是耶稣里面的灵呢，所彰显出来所有的东西都在里面。
And this is where we get this manifestation of Christ from.
所以这个呢，就是我们从哪里得到这个荣耀，所以我们可以拿去彰显的源头就在这里。
Those two verses that we just read talk about this idea that as weare dying to ourselves, his life is manifested out into the world.
所以呢，就像我们刚刚读到那两个章节，这两个经两段经文说的，当我们向自我死的时候，那神我们就向神所赐给我们的这个圣灵的生，就可以彰显他的荣耀。
And his spirit is there to do the manifesting.
所以圣灵呢在这里，所以呢他可以彰显。
That's what a missionary is.
所以这就是宣教士要做的事情。
It's someone who knows how to worship in spirit and in truth.
所以就是一个知道用心灵跟神诚实来敬拜神的人。
So that God is able to manifest himself from their life.
所以从这些人的生命当中呢，神就得到彰显了。
And you might say that actually this is exactly what every Christian is meant to be.
是不是很多人说这个其实就是呢每一个基督徒都必须要做的事情
This is our purpose in Christ.
这个就是耶稣所给我们的目的
To have a relationship with him that worships in spirit and in truth.
所以跟神的关系呢是以心灵跟诚实来敬拜他
So that he can reveal his glory among the nations.
所以神可以透过我们把他自己的荣耀呢向各国各民彰显出来
You all know, I think, Ni To Sheng, Watchman Nee.
大家都认识尼托生。
He says that this is actually just the normal Christian life.
尼托生说，这个其实就是正常的基督徒生活。
This isn't the life of some special group of Christians.
这不是一个特定的小群的基督徒呢该做事。
He says when we worship in spirit and in truth, then.This release of the Holy Spirit to control us is what happens.
所以当我们用心灵跟诚实来敬拜神的时候呢，圣灵就透过我们来掌握我们的掌管我们。
And as we enjoy that communion with God, He comes and controls our life.
当我们这享受跟神这样子的交通的时候呢，神就透过圣灵来掌管我们的生命。
One of the songs you sang about.Abiding in Christ described this.
所以我们刚刚唱的那个呢，这个有平安在我心呢，就描述的也是这样子的。
That as we worship Him, He comes and abides in a special way in us and produces a manifestation of Himself for all to see.
当我们敬拜神的时候，圣灵就来到我们当中，他掌握了我们，掌管了我们，所以他可以彰显他的荣耀出来。
So this is the normal Christian life.
这个是正常的基督徒生活。
This is the purpose of every believer.
这也是信主的人生活的目的。
This is the only thing that God is doing in this world.
这个也是神唯一在这个世界上正在做的事情。
He's communicating himself to you so that you will desire more and more to worship.
他正在跟你沟通，所以你会更多更多的想要敬拜他。
And as you do that, then he uses your life to reveal himself, to communicate himself to those who have never known him.
所以当你更多想要敬拜他的时候呢，神就透过你在你身边的人身上呢，更彰显神的荣耀。
That's exactly what was going on in that hospital that day when this young woman had had seen this manifestation of the glory of God in those workers.
这个云南的这个医院当中呢, 这个女医师, 她所见到的, 从同空身上见到他们正在做的事情。
I told you I was going to tell you the end of the story of this doctor.
啊, 我刚刚说, 我要把这个女医师的故事下半部呢, 把它说完。
This doctor was an obstetrician, a female doctor.
这个女医师呢, 她是一个产科医师。
And she, as most young doctors who are obstetricians in China do, she had one specific job that she had been doing for 9 years.
那就如同在中国大陆许多的产科医师一样, 他们呢, 主要做的工作呢, 他已经做了9年了, 就是做一样工作。
They do abortions.
他们就是做, 啊, 堕胎。
And that's all she had done for 9 years, every day.
所以呢, 九年来呢, 她每天就是做这个事情。
And this is part of what was convicting her of sin.
那这也就是在她心里面一直在责备她的这个, 她的罪的呢, 就是她做了这个事情。
She knew that it was wrong for her to be killing those babies.
她明白了, 她实在是不能够, 啊, 这个杀害这些孩, 小 baby。
That's what she was crying about mostly that day.
那这也是那一天她为什么哭了这么伤心的主要原因。
When I talked to her about confessing sin, she shook her head and said, I have too great a sin.
当我跟她谈到说要认罪的时候呢, 她摇着头说, 我的罪太大了。
She said, I have killed hundreds and hundreds of babies.
啊, 我真的是杀了几百上百上百的小babies。
How can God forgive me?
神怎么能够饶恕我呢？
I explained to her that the grace of God has no boundaries.
我告诉她说神的恩典是没有边界的。
He says it is abundant and endless and infinite.
神的恩典是丰富的,是没有边界的,是无限的。
And that God would accept her because the punishment of Christ had paid for those debts of her killing those babies.
神呢,会饶恕她的,因为她这个代价呢,已经在耶稣身上 接受了神为了他已经接受了他杀害这些孩子的代价。
I explained to her how Jesus was perfect and holy, and therefore the sacrifice of this perfect lamb was enough to cover all of her evil sin.
我跟他说耶稣他是全善的全美的是没有无罪的所以耶稣他所自己献上的这个祭呢可以 遮盖这个女医师所犯的所有的罪。
So when she got done praying that day, she very quickly she said, I cannot go back to my job.
所以当那天祷告完了之后呢, 她立刻她就说, 我没有办法再回去做继续做我在做的事情。
I said, yes, that's right.
我跟她说, 你这样说是对的。
She said, but if I tell them I quit, I will lose my job and I will lose my medical license because the hospital owns my license.
但他说但是如果回去医院跟他们说我不做了那他们就要把我解雇而且呢我的医生的执照也没有了因为医院是拥有我的执照了。
I said, yes, read this verse. I read her the verse that says, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
那我就跟他一起读了一段经文说愿意过圣洁跟神样式有神样式的生活的人就会受到逼迫。
I said it is costly to be a disciple of Jesus.
我跟他说你要成为耶稣的门徒的话呢是要付代价的。
We pay a price.
你必须要付代价。
We lose many things in this world.
你会失去在世上很多你曾经拥有的东西。
But what we receive in return is His promised joy and peace and hope and comfort and love.
但是我们从神那里得到的回馈呢, 却是喜乐和平, 啊, 爱跟平安。
I said, you will receive and have already received being acceptable to God.
你已经得到的呢, 就是你成为一个神所喜悦、神所愿意接受的人。
So are you willing to trade killing babies for being acceptable to God?
你愿不愿意把你, 杀死这些小 baby 的这个事情呢，跟神交换，所以你得到的是可以成为神接受了自己的这个样式。
She said, "Oh, yes, that's why we're here talking today."
她说，哦，当然啊，这就是我为什么今天要跟你说话的原因。
Well, this young woman went in that afternoon and told them she would not continue in that job.
学生女医师呢，当天下午她就回去医院了，跟他们说她不干了。
And they fired her right there.
然后他们就立刻就把她解雇了。
And she was crying and called me again on the phone.
她呢还是哭，然后她又给我打了电话，在电话那边一直哭。
She said, "What can I do? I have no job. I have no medical license. What can I tell my parents?"
然后她说，我怎么办呢？我没有失去了工作，也失去了我医生的执照。我要怎么跟我父母交代呢？
I said, "Well, you can work for us. We need good doctors."
那我跟他讲说，你可以来到我们机构当中工作啊，我们需要好的医生。
She said, "Well, what would my job be?"
他说，那我要能做什么呢？
I said, "Well, you have to love people."
我跟他说，你第一你要爱这些人。
You have to reveal the love and life of Jesus Christ to other people.
你必须要对这些人呢彰显耶稣的爱跟他的生命。
She said, "Well, I don't know how to do that."
他说我不知道怎么做。
I said, "Well, God knows how to do that through you."
我跟他说，神知道如何透过你来做这些事。
You learn what it means to worship, and He will show you what it means to reveal Himself through you.
你只要知道怎么样敬拜神，那神就会让你知道说你怎么样把它彰显出来。
So she came to work with us the next day.
所以第二天她就来到我们机构跟我们一起工作。
And today she is the leader of a project that brings prostitutes out of prostitution and establishes them in a Christian community.
今天呢，她带领了一些同工一起呢帮助这些妓女，然后呢脱离那样子的生活，然后过不一样的生活。
She's full of joy.
所以这女士呢，心里充满了许多喜乐。
She understands the extent of the grace of God.
所以她明白了神的恩典的有多大。
She sees herself as being really previously just like these poor prostitutes who have no hope and a terrible life.
他看到他自己呢，他觉得他以前的生活就好像这些妓女一样，生命中没有希望，而且充满许多罪恶。
And she knows that the love and the grace of God are for them just as they were for her.
所以他也知道说，神给他自己的爱跟恩典呢，就好像也神也会用一样的爱跟恩典来爱这些妓女。
She brings the presence of God into that community.
所以他就把神的同在呢带到这些群体当中。
She's living out the normal Christian life.
所以他过的呢是一个正常的基督徒生活。
She's fulfilling the purpose of God for every believer.
但是呢，他做的呢却是他完成了神对每一个基督徒所要求要做的事。
And I want to spend a little time now talking about, you know, what can this look like for each one of us?
那我想花一点时间跟大家谈一谈，对我们个人来讲呢，这个是什么样子呢？
You know, the first step in this is to truly be worshiping in spirit and in truth.
那第一步我们要做呢，就是真正的以心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
You know, I do a lot of discipling with Chinese Christian leaders.
那我在中国跟中国的几个跟中国一些基督徒的领袖呢做门徒训练。
And they think, you know, what I'm going to teach them is more knowledge about the Bible.
那他们以为我要教导他们的呢是对圣经更有知识。
And of course, I do some of that.
那当然我会做一些这样的事情。
But I tell them right at the beginning, you know, that is not really our purpose here.
但是我一开始就告诉他们说，这个不是我们要做的重点。
Our purpose is to make you into the person that God means for you to be.
那我们的目的呢，是让你成为神想要你成为的那个人，那个样式。
I take them to Yohan Fu Ying 第四章第二十三和二十四节 ，and say this is what Jesus said God is seeking from us。
那我就带他看约翰福音四章二十三节，说这就是神在我们身上想要找到的。
Do you know what it means, really, truly, day by day to worship?In spirit and in truth.
你是不是真实的知道每一天要以心灵跟诚实来敬拜神？
Most of them say, "Well, no, maybe I've done that a little bit, but I don't really know how to do this day by day as a way of life.
那很多人说，我可能有时候会这样做，但是我不真实知道说我如何天天的如此行。
I say, why don't we make as the objective of this first year of walking together, make this little idea your objective to learn what it means to daily be walking, to be worshiping in spirit and in truth.
那我跟他们讲说，当我们一起相处了这头一年呢，我们就把这个成为我们今年的目标，就是如何每一天都真正的以心灵跟诚实来敬拜神。
He said, we'll do many things together and we'll be out doing ministry together, but this is our primary objective that one year from now, this is describing your life.
那我跟他们讲说，我们呢也会一起去做一些其他的事工，但是呢，我希望这个是我们今年的目标，所以一年之后呢，我们就可以看到说，这个就是我们生命啊，天天在做的生命当中的重心。
They say, well, how do I do that?
那他们说，那如何做呢
？I said, well, you start by going to bed a little bit earlier and getting up in the morning a little bit earlier.
我说你第一步呢，就是你每天晚上早点睡，第二天早点起床。
And in the morning, you go into the presence of God, and you might use many forms of drawing you near to Him. You read Scripture, you meditate on Him, you sing worship songs to Him, you pray, you listen to His Spirit, but you spend time in His presence.
我说你每天早起的时候呢，你就进入神的同在，你可以用许多的方式帮助你自己进入神的同在，你可以透过读经、祷告、灵修、唱诗歌啊，各样的方式来进入神的同在。
And you start by telling him if it is true that you don't really know how to worship him in spirit and in truth.
那所以呢，就事实确实如此，我们不知道如何用心灵跟诚实来敬拜神。
You tell him you've been a Christian all these years, but you really don't know how to do the one thing that he says he is seeking.
啊，我们当基督徒已经很久了，但是呢，却是神要求我们做最重要的这个事情呢，却没有做到。
And you tell him you just want his help, you want his grace, his power, his wisdom to come and help you to learn what it means to truly worship in spirit.
所以我们告诉神说，我们需要他的恩典、他的智慧、他的带领，帮助我们，让我们知道如何天天的以心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
And that's what happens.
那我们就这样做。
People grow by the power and grace of God into being like Christ.
所以这些人呢，在神的大能当中就成长了，他们也过了一个这个荣耀基督、像基督、有基督样式的生活。
Christ had this kind of a life that worshipped the Father, that presented all things to the Father.
所以呢，耶稣呢也是有这样子的生活，他把耶稣的样式彰显出来，也呈现给神。
And we follow him.
那我们就跟随耶稣。
It's an expensive journey.
它是一个昂贵的旅程。
It requires that you go give him all things.
因为他要求呢，是我们把我们所有的一切都给他。
You know, usually at the beginning, all things is mostly all my sin.
那一开始的时候呢，我们讲了我们的一切可能就是哦，我们所有的罪。
All my weakness.
我们所有的软弱。
All of my inability to be like Christ.
啊，我们所有的没有办法学习耶稣样式的那些无能的地方。
But then, as those things are truly rested into His hands, it begins.To be more difficult things.
那当我们把这些都交托在神的手中之后呢，其他事情呢又来了。
Yeah, my gifts and my ambitions.
就是我的才干，还有我个人的野心。
My education and my dreams.
我所受的教育，我自己的梦想。
My family.
我的家庭。
You know, sometimes the hardest thing for some of my Singaporean brothers who work for me is the last thing that they cannot give up to God is.The education of their children.
那对于我一些新加坡来的同工呢，他们最不能交托给神的呢，就是他儿女的教育。
They said, but what if they're not? What if I have to stay here in China and they're not able to get the most amazing education in the world?
那我这些新加坡的同工，他说，那万一我必须留在中国同工，但是我的孩子呢，来到中国之后没有办法得到世界上第一流的那个教育，怎么办呢？
But sometimes that's what it costs—the most dear thing to you.
所以呢，常常 这个呢就是你所必须要付的代价，就是你觉得最宝贵的这个东西你要把它付出来。
But the truth is, God takes care of those children that have been presented to him.
但是呢，神他呢会照顾那些把自己献给神的这些孩子。
He works out in his own way a load of blessing for every child's life whose parent has offered that child to Christ.
神用自己的方式呢，大大的祝福这些愿意把自己侍奉奉献出来侍奉神的这些父母，他在这些孩子的身上呢，大大祝福他们。
You know, this world of missions that I am a part of is really just something that every Christian can be a part of.
我自己所参与的这些宣教的事工呢，对各位来讲呢，也是你们任何一个人都能够参与的宣教事工。
Most importantly, you can right now begin to have this life if you are not already. I'm sure some of you are. You can have a life right here of revealing Jesus Christ right here in this place.
所以呢，我们身为在这边当地的基督徒呢，立刻就能做的，就是把耶稣基督的荣耀彰显出来。
That is God's greatest desire for you, other than your personal joy in Him and love for Him.
那这也就是除了神啊，神最想要看到在我们基督徒当中呢，除了你所得到的啊喜乐跟平安之外呢，就是你如何把。耶稣彰显出来。
You can also be praying for the things that are going on around the world, that God's people will be there and being fruitful in the power of His Spirit.
我们也可以呢，为这些在世界上正在发生的这些事情祷告，为神啊所差派的这些宣教士，他们要做的啊他们的工厂跟他们要结的果子来祷告。
This morning, some terrorists blew up the train station in Kunming, where I live.
今天早上呢，这个我们收到一个消息，在昆明，就是我住的那个地方啊，有一些恐怖分子呢，把这个火车站爆炸了。
They killed 30 people and about another 130 are injured.
他们杀了30个人，还有差不多100多人都受伤了。
And yet, you know, we must ask what is the purpose of God as He sees these things happening.
那我们看到这些事情发生的时候，心里就在想说，那神，你让这些事情发生，目的在哪里呢？
You know, I got about a dozen emails saying, what do we do?
那我收到了差不多十几封啊，这个电子邮件说，那我们怎么办呢？
I said, well, just go find out how you can manifest Jesus Christ into the lives of those who have been hurt and whoever needs it or whoever's fearful.Of the situation.
我就跟他们说，你们到那些需要帮助的人、受伤的人、害怕的人当中，把基督的荣耀彰显给他们看。
You know, Satan and the terrorists have the same objective.
你知道，撒旦跟恐怖分子他们的目的是一样的。
To remove faith from God's people.
就是把神子民的信心拿开。
To establish fear in the spirit of God's people.
所以呢，在神子民的灵里面呢，让他们害怕。
But you can be praying for the Christians around the world in these places where these terrible things are going on, that they will be willing to have faith and to walk in the power of the Spirit.
所以呢，我们可以为全世界各地这样子的状况、这样子的宣教工厂来祷告，因为他们让他们呢能够愿意，虽然在这样子的环境当中，还是持守他们的信心。
You know, these young believers who are starting up these ministries with our help.In China, you know, they need the money of the people, the church around the world, to support the ministries that they have, taking care of prostitutes and poor farmers and orphans and disabled people. They don't have access to the kind of funds that, you know, people from America have. They need the funds of the Chinese people around the world.
我们在中国所培养的一些新的基督徒，他们在中国里面设立了一些机构，来帮助一些孤儿啊、妓女啊、残疾的人士啊、贫穷的人士啊，他们呢需要很多的这个金钱上面的资助，但是呢他们却不像其他的机构一样有机会能够接触到外地或者其他外国的这些资金帮助，所以我们可以为这些全世界各地的中国人愿意这样付出这样的资金来祷告，来帮助这些机构。
Maybe God would ask many of you if the group just sitting right here was to as a group worship Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. How many of you do you think God would send into other nations to reveal himself.
所以呢, 就在我们在座当中的 这一群, 如果我们真正的以, 心灵跟诚实来敬拜他的时候, 我们觉得在我们当中有多少人, 神会差派去世界其他的宣教工厂工作呢?
I think he would send many of you.
我想神他会差派许多, 我们在座许多人去宣教工厂。
He probably would much prefer to have some of you doing the ministry in China instead of an old white man like me.
他神呢，可能呢觉得在座当中的人回去中国做宣教呢，比送像我这样子的一个老的美国人去要更合适。You
know the language and the culture far better.
因为你们对于当地的语言跟当地的文化呢，比我知道的更多。You
can minister there far better than I can.
所以你在当地所做的事工呢，可能比我要能做的更好。Maybe
God is calling you.
所以神是不是呼召你呢？
Let's spend a little bit of time in prayer right now, and let's present ourselves to God entirely.
让我们
everything we have.
让我们花一点时间一起祷告，让我们把我们自己献给神。You
pray and worship with your whole life.
你祷告，也用你自己的整个人的生命来敬拜神。
Lord, we come humbly into your presence because of Jesus Christ.
主啊, 我们借耶稣基督, 我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
We present ourselves to you as living and holy sacrifices.
我们把我们自己当作圣洁的活祭献给你。
Lord, spend our lives to accomplish your purposes in this world.
主啊, 透过我们, 做你自己在这世上要做的事工。
We thank you that you are a God of power and glory.
我们感谢你，因为你是大有能力、大有荣耀的神。
That we can trust you completely to spend our lives in a way that is wise and holy and loving, and most of all, that brings your kingdom into other places in this world.
我们仰赖你，把我们的生命交托给你，所以你透过我们可以。 在这个世界上彰显你自己的爱，你自己的大能，你自己的恩典，跟你自己的慈爱。
We pray all of these things in the glorious name of Jesus.
我们用耶稣基督荣耀的名来祷告。
Amen. Amen.